This recording, Manitoba 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in Northeast Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Surrey, British Columbia, then spent the first 5 years of my life in Washington State in the United States and Oregon State, near Seattle and Portland, respectively. Then I moved to Winnipeg in grade 2. I've lived in Winnipeg all of my life except for a 1 year period when I was in London, England in my early 30s. Other than that, there were periods of about 9 months each over 3 years, so 3 periods of 9 months, when I lived in Brandon, Manitoba. Other than that, I've lived here in Winnipeg except for 3 month stints in Des Moines, Iowa, in my mid-20s, in Banff, Alberta, in my mid-20s, and in Tenerife in the Canary Islands in my early 30s. Some phrases we use around Winnipeg are, "How's it going, eh?" Also, "Have a nice day." We say "see ya" a lot. I don't know if there's any other things that are common here that aren't common elsewhere, although those may be common elsewhere. Oh, I guess when they're winning, you hear a fair amount of, "How about those Jets?" meaning our professional hockey team. What's life like in Winnipeg? Well, there are beautiful summers. They tend to be very hot and dry with blue skies. You usually get 4 or 5 days of blue skies and then traditionally a thunderstorm. Winter, of course, very cold. People don't seem to mind. They just go about their business. Until my early 50s, I'd never played hockey. Well, I played in grade 2, but not since then. Took it up because my kids started playing. I took up goaltending, and it wasn't until then that I realized what a hockey town this place is. It seems to be a unifying thing. It takes place all over the city, in outdoor rinks and indoor rinks. People of all races and cultures, if they've been here long enough, play. It's a very interesting thing. Idioms, these are 4 from my college days. There was "I," which meant television. There was "best," which was chopped up potatoes boiled in oil. There was "same," which meant you agree with somebody. And there was "clubbed," which means somebody got hurt or hurt themselves. So I guess I was remiss for not beginning this with "How's it going, eh?" and ending it with "Have a nice day."